Rashi learns that what Monbaz is saying is that an Omer Mutter is an Onus. And his Mokar is the Gemara that we learned together in Makos, where it says there that somebody who doesn't know the Din Ratzicha Omer Mutter is considered to be an Onus. If it's an Onus, the Torah was ever Mechayev, you Korban on an Onus. Tosef says that, look, if that's the case, then why are we bringing Psukim? What do we need a Pasuk for to be Magdir what Shogeg is? We know that an Onus is Pasuk. Onus Rachman Apatri. If it's a Svara that an Omer Mutter is an Onus, and that I can't say, look, the guy didn't know what he's supposed to do. I mean, that's an honest. Then the Torah says, well, Nara lo ta'asa davar, it's potter. So it can't be that an Omer Mutter is honest, says Tosus. And also says Tosus, besides, the Gemara Makkos doesn't seriously mean that an Omer Mutter is an honest. I never knew it was also to kill anybody. Gosh. So the Gemara is just saying over there that if it's a question of what is similar to Shogeg, or is more similar to Mazid, it was analyzing. It wasn't saying that it's Bechlal, not wouldn't be included in a Mice of an Adam, which is what Onus means. The Tosfos disagrees, so it's a new Chiddush, that the Torah is defining to us the extent of the Shgaga that I'm making you chayav on. There's no question that ignorance of the law is not an excuse. It's not that you're an Onus. You're still careless for not having found out what it is that you have to do. The Torah wasn't Mechayev, a carbon on that type of carelessness, according to Monbaz. But there's nobody who's going to say this is similar to the case of Lenara Lota Sedava. Rabbanan Hay Torah Chasmai Avdi. Like, hey, that's a pretty good drasha that Monbaz has got there. The Torah is putting together Hosea the Yad Ramah with Hosea Bishkoga. What do they say? What does that mean? Miboyle. They need it for very important drasha. As once Rav Yeshua ben Levi was reading over the Torah and teaching it to his son, so he was reading like this. Torah and then it goes on, it says, V'chi sishgu v'lo tasu et kol ha-mitzvos ha-eila. And kol ha-mitzvos ha-eila, we've learned out elsewhere that that means Avodah Zarah, because only Avodah Zarah is the equivalent of kol ha-mitzvos all at one time. It's like a kofer in kol ha-Torah kula. And then it says, "Anefesh asher taaseh biyad rama," that you're also going to be chayev. This is something that you're going to be chayev in nichrisa anefesh ayitzes. From there, we learn out a very important thing, because there's many, many lavim in the Torah. So any time that somebody is over in any of these lavim, let's say he eats basar b'chala, is he chayev to bring a korban chatas eating basar b'chala? Therefore, the Torah comes to tell me, look, kol ha-mitzvos means avodah zara, and the Torah is magdir what type of avodah zara? The type of Avodah Zarah that if you would have done Biyad Ramah, and Nefesh HaShetaseh Biyad Ramah, V'nichrisa Nefesh Ahi, then I'm telling you that there's a Torah Achas Lose B'Shkaga. There's one Torah to anyone who does a Shogeg of that type. A Shogeg which if I had done B'Mezid, I would have been Chayef Korasan. But a Shogeg of something like Basar B'Chala, that had I done it B'Mezid, I would have just been over a lav and gotten Malkus. No Kar, I'm not Chayef to bring a Kar B'Chadis for. And it is Kar, you're right, 100%. This pasuk is coming to be magdir, the definition of shogeg in terms of the din of chi of chatas. But it's not coming to tell me that a shogeg and a mezid is the same thing. It's coming to tell me what type of shogeg, the type of shogeg that were it a mezid, would have a din of karas. Nothing to do with Mombasa's drasha. To teach me, mala alan davar shechayavin azdono karet ushikigoto chatat. Avko davar shechayavin azdono karet vashikigoto chatat. And tomorrow we'll try to figure out what Mombas meant when he told Rabbi Akiva that it's a wonderful drasha to say that every shogeg should know precisely what he's doing at the moment. What the din is of shogeg. So Rabbi Akiva, Monbaz wanted to say to Rabbi Akiva that if you see that the Torah compares mezid to shogeg, so obviously you need to have had a yediyah at one point, and someone who never had a yediyah is not considered to be chayiv at all. Says Rabbi Akiva, by the same token, if you're going to compare shogeg to mezid, so you have to have a yediyah at the time that you're doing it. Which is ridiculous. Said Monbaz, no, it's not ridiculous, it's absolutely true. From the Hekesh of Shogeg to Mezid, it's correct to say that you would have had to have, not had to have, but you certainly could have had a Yediyah Dushas that you did it as well. As a matter of fact, Tosfos says that when it says, why doesn't it mean you have to have? Because if we have a Hekesh, let's say you have to have the Yediyah. So Tosfos says, because you can't, even Monbaz agrees that the Hekesh doesn't change the push of the meaning of the word shogeg. Of course, the push of the meaning is that you didn't have a yediyah. But Lamaisa, the Hekesh tells you, even if you did have a yediyah. Okay, so today we'd like to figure out what Monbaz was talking about. Since, as Rabbi Akiva said back to him, I don't get it. If he had a yediyah for sure that he's doing it, then he's a mezid, not a shogeg. So how could you possibly call it, what difference is there between mezid and shogeg? Asks the Gemara then, on the sixth line, Ve'ela Monbaz shogeg b'mai. So then, what were you shogeg on according to Monbaz? Kagon Shishagag the Korban. When Baz says that you knew that you're chayav on this thing, Karas, but you didn't know that you're chayav on this Avera, a Korban, you're doing it b'shoget. So the mela that makes you a shoget, in which case you have to bring the Korban. What? I mean, is the Korban mechaper for your Karas? Yeah. If you don't bring the Korban, you're chayav Karas.
If you don't bring the Korban, you're probably chayav Karas,
no? If you don't bring the Korban,
is the Korban
well be. You knew that you were doing it as a Karas.
The
Shaila is whether we have a something that says that you're not Mechuyav of Korban when you were shogeg on the thing. And it's all of our riots here from the Dinim of Korban. They're not from the Dinim of Korban. That's a good question.
Well, I heard someone's been asking me if you knew that you had a...
So Tosas asks this kash. If you know that you're Korban, why can't we say Skila, for instance? Why can't we say you knew you were Chayav Skila, but you didn't know you were Chayav Korban? And that would be the best thing, because then you were shogging in the chorus itself, which is the passion of what it's referring to. Since Tosis, that's ridiculous, as Shlomo is pointing out. If somebody's willing to be mazed on a skila, so then obviously he's willing to take his chances with chorus.
But I thought chorus was worse than skila.
No, we never say that the chorus is worse than skila. Never.
I thought Rambam says something that chorus is the worst thing.
That doesn't matter. That's not legabe, not legabe anything. It's just spiritual. It's nothing to do with dinim. Of course, skila is worse than chorus. Besides the fact that every skila includes chorus, I mean, so therefore it's not really nagia at all. But in any event, it doesn't just that's ridiculous, because of Avada, if he's willing to do skila, he's willing to do chorus. So it says, nonetheless, shogag a korban is worse. Why? Because a korban, you can't get away with tshuva. Right? Whereas a chorus, you could do tshuva. You could prop yourself from the chorus. So that means that it's more formal. Besides, korban, you can add to chorus. In other words, if he knows that he would be high of both chorus and a korban, so then maybe he wouldn't do it. So in other words, if he's made it over here on the chorus aspect, you can, they're addable. Right. The Rabbanan Chigas Korban Lav Shema Shigar. But we don't call the fact that you forgot the korban, we don't call that a shogeg, because it says over here that you should be shogeg on the avera, and that's the only pasuk that we have over here. So Mamela, that seems to imply that you'd have to be shogeg on the actual iser itself, not on the korban of the iser. So for Rabbanan Shkaga B'mai. Well, so then what exactly is the shogeg according to the Rabbanan? You're telling me that according to the Rabbanan you have to be a shogeg in the Avera, not in the Korban. Okay, what aspect of the Avera? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kigon Shogeg B'Koris. According to Rabbanan, if you knew that this thing was Isser, but you did not know that you would be Chayev on it Koris for doing it, that also is considered to be a Shogaga. Because what was the pasuk that we brought a Raya for before? It was the comparison of all Korbanas to Avodah Zarah. So that means that HaNefesh HaShet Taseh B'Yad Ramah is referring to something that you're Chayav Koras on, and V'chisishgu V'lo Ta'asu means that you made a shogeg about what it is that we're discussing, which is Koras. So that's fine. You were shogeg in the Koras. Shogeg in the Koras is also considered to be a shogeg according to Rabbi Yochanan. Afa Pishei Zid B'Lav. Even though you're doing what you're doing on purpose, but you could say, look, if I had known that what I'm doing was B'Chayav Mi Koras, I wouldn't have done it. So Mamela, you end up being Shogag in the fact of Koras, which is what the Pasuk was referring to. Rish Lakish Omer, Achi Yishgog Belav Vikaris. Rish Lakish says the Shogag has to be in terms of knowledge that the Maitse was an Isserlav. Now, where does Rabbi Yochanan get it from? We understand. As the explanation I gave it was Tosas' explanation. Why we accept Rabbi Yochanan's statement, but the Gemara is about to ask where we know Rish Lakish's statement. Why do we accept Rabbi Yochanan's statement? Because it's consistent with the Pasuk that we had at the end of yesterday's daf. Namely, the chistishgu v'lo tasu, being compared to a nefesh asher taseh b'yad ramah. So in other words, as long as what I was shogeg in was the fact that this is a case of a nefesh asher taseh b'yad ramah, ooh, if I had known that, I wouldn't have done it. Oh, so then you were shogeg in a yad ramah. It's logical and consistent. But Rish Lakish, who says that you need to be a shogeg on everything, you need to think that what you're doing was okay. So then how does he know it from? My time at Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Where does Rish Lakish get from that when it says shogeg, it means total shogeg? Omar kro asher lo te'asena v'ashen. So the asher lo te'asena also needs to be a shogeg, which means achi yishkog b'la v'karis. You have to not know asher lo te'asena. Had you known that it was asher lo te'asena, then you wouldn't have done it. Oh, so if that's the case, then knowing that it's usher and doing it anyway, you can't come along and say, well, I wouldn't have done it if I'd known how terribly chomer it was. That's too bad. So on that, you're not considered to be a shogeg.
Here, what it's saying on the lav also, according to the Havamina here in the Gemara, that if he was shogeg on the lav and didn't know it was a lav, this would be oynes and it wouldn't be shogeg at all. It certainly can't be mazed. If on the lav.
Right.
on the lav, he's not. He when it says, but he says when Reish Lakish says he has to be on the lav shogeg.
Right.
Is the habamina before that? According to Rabbi Yochanan, if he was shogeg on the lav, he would be on this.
No, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need to be shogeg on the lav. Rabbi Yochanan, it's maitan if you're shogeg on the lav, you're a shogeg. He just says it's enough to be a shogeg on the koris, so that you don't say since he does the lav on purpose, he's considered amazing. But Rabbi Yochanan is also maitan if he's a shogeg, and the whole maisa is definitely a shogeg. That's for sure. This is what it says beferish later. It's for sure that everybody agrees that that's considered to be shogeg. The question is whether he never knew it. That's the machlokas monbaz in the Rabbanim. But if he knew it and forgot it, he's definitely a shogeg. Rabbi Yochanan, high crowd, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, my Ovid, like, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk of Asher lo teyasena? Isn't that coming to tell me that I didn't know Asher lo teyasena? I didn't know that there was a lav. Yet Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if you knew it was a lav, it's considered to be a shogeg. As long as you didn't know it was a koretz. So what about the pasuk? The pasuk says what Reish Lakish says. No. Miboyle lekiratani, he says that pasuk means something completely different. Me'am aretz prat lemumar. So that pasuk begins me'am aretz. So that means someone who's from a member of Klal Yisrael is not somebody who's rejected Torah. If it's somebody that's rejected Torah, we wouldn't have accepted a korban from him if he now says, I want to bring a korban for my chol shabbos. Reb Shimon ben Lakish omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, I don't learn that out from Me'am Aretz. I learn it out from Asher lo teyasena. Asher lo teyasena doesn't mean a lo ta'aser. Asher lo teyasena means who would not have done it. It would not be done, is Asher lo teyasena. So that means, Hashav midiato is maybe korban al shigigaso. Someone who, had he known it, wouldn't have done it, that's the type of person who brings a korban. But lo shav midiato, if he would have done it, even if he had known about it, in other words, he's a mourner, and he doesn't care about the fact that it's aser, and no maybe korban al shigigaso. Then, even though it happened to be this particular time, he didn't know that this was aser on Shabbos. What difference does it make? Had he known it was aser anyway, he wouldn't have done it. So that's a completely different limit from this pasuk. It has nothing to do with identifying a lav as opposed to just the chorus. It's a din in shav midiato. So if you learn out the din of mumer from Amoretz, prat lemumer, so then you can use this pasuk to tell me Reish Lakish is mumer, that Asher lo teyasena means that it's a lo teyasena, and you need to be a shogeg on the lo teyasena per se, not on the onesh, not on the korban aspect. Hashem Ken, if you need this pasuk to tell me that a mumer doesn't bring the korban, because anyway he would have done the avera, so in such a case, I don't have any more this diuk from the pasuk.
What's the difference between Mumbaz and Rabbi Yochanan?
Totally different. Both Rabbi, let's get this clear before we go further, because otherwise you'll be hopelessly confused. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing in the Rabbanan, not in Munbaz. Munbaz says that if somebody never knew something, he's according to Rashi, he's an onus, according to Tosafot, it's like whatever, but he's not chayav. He's not included in the halacha of korban katas, or korban osha. He never knew. So Rashi says because an onus mutter is onus, Tosafot says because the Torah wasn't machayav, you were korban on that matzah. Okay. But the Rabbanan say that, look, not knowing is shogeg. That's what the Torah is talking about. Ask the Gemara, what not knowing? Because according to Munbaz, I can say, you know what not knowing is? Because of the other aspect of Munbaz. There's two aspects of Munbaz, right? Because Munbaz says, not only that, if you knew what you were doing was also, and you knew what you were doing was chayav koras, you're still a shogeg. Screams Rabbi Akiva, what? Says Munbaz, that's right. Because you didn't know that it's a type of thing that's chayav koras. That's enough of a shogeg. Okay. According to the Rabbanan, who completely and violently disagree with that, what is a shogeg? Says Reish Lakish, what do you mean, what is a shogeg? A shogeg is what everybody thinks a shogeg is. You didn't know you were doing an iser. That's what a shogeg is. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, not so pushing. Even though the Rabbanan disagree with Munbaz, and they say, look, come on, if you knew it was also a chiyav koras, but just because you didn't know it was a chiyav chatas, if you had done it for shogeg, that makes it a shogeg, that's ridiculous. The Torah is talking about koras, you're not korbanis b'chlal. So, nonetheless, what if I was shogeg just on the chorus aspect, and I said, oh gosh, had I known it was chayav chorus, I wouldn't have done it. I thought it was just a plain old-fashioned lotas. I'm not marking on those. Right? So then, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's also a shogeg, because it identifies the shogeg in the pasuk of Yad Ramah, which is chorus. Even though the Maisa doesn't say, it's really also skila, because Avodah Zorah is skila, and Yad Ramah is referring to Avodah Zorah. But it doesn't say in the pasuk. In that pasuk it says, Hikares tikares anefeshahi. So in that pasuk we're referring to aspects of Karas, and not the skila aspect. Okay? So it comes out that we have three levels. Munbaz, he says, even a shogeg in a korban is a shogeg, and you're chayav chatas. Even if you knew it was Asur, you knew it was a chayav koras, and you did it on purpose, you're a shogeg. According to Rabbi Yochanan, in the Rabbanan, not in Munbaz, if you knew it was Aser, but you didn't know it was Chayav Koras, that's a shogeg. But if you knew it was Aser and Chayav Koras and didn't know it was a korban, that's amazing.
According to Reish Lakish, if you knew it was usher, even though you didn't know it was karas in the Rabbanan, then that's also considered to be a mace. And a shogig is only if you didn't know anything. You didn't know that it was usher either, and certainly didn't know anything about karas or karas. And those are the three levels, essentially. The first one is monbazis. The second is in the Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan want? It's not. So now, let's analyze here how these shitas work out in the Mishnah. So it says there's 39 malachas. The Avinam by the Gemara asks, will ask, Minyan alamali, what's the point of counting if I can count two? L'omer of Yochanan, she'imatza'an kulam ve'elei mechad, chayav akvalachas ve'achas. The point of counting is to let me know the maximum number of karbonas that I could be chayav in one ha'elem for Shabbos. In other words, of course, if I forget Shabbos 10,000 times and I do 10,000 separate shagogas, I'll be chayav 10,000 karbonas. But I want to know what's the din if I don't forget Shabbos 10 different times. I did halama as many as the minimum number of halamas, different halamas. So I forgot each malacha once. And I went through my whole life doing all these malachas from that shagoga. How many karbonas would I be chayav for all of my chilul Shabbos all through my life, having once known the Yisrus of Malacha, according to Mambans. So it's the teacher that could be maximum of 39. Because the rest, you're doing the same thing again, and as long as there wasn't a Yediyah in between, you don't have to bring a separate court. So now, where is there the case that you're chayav to bring 39 separate korbanos? Incidentally, according to Tosfos clarifies that even in the Megillah story of Isi before, that wasn't referring to shogeg. That was only referring to the chiyuv katas on shogeg, where it says ain't no chayav alakas man. It was referring to skila. But you would still be chayav 39. So we wouldn't have the suffix which one not to bring a korban on. So now heshimash kafta. What's the case? Bezodon Shabbos v'shigigas malachas, right? So now we have a very interesting case. A guy knows that it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know that any malachas are aser. Okay, so he's chayav 39 malachas. There's just one minor problem over here. So what makes it Shabbos? What do you mean he knows it's Shabbos, but there's no malachas that are aser? So what does he know about Shabbos then? So Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he knows all the malachas, but he doesn't know the Shekhayev Koras. Or he knows all the malachas and the Shekhayev Koras on all of them but one. Whatever. Right? So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But you're a shogeg. You could be a shogeg in the Koras, but still know that it's Shabbos because the malachas are aser. But according to Reish Lakish, if you knew that the malachas were aser, you just didn't know the Shekhayev Koras, you would not bring a carbon. That's considered to be amazing. So when the Torah says, when the Mishnah says you bring 39 separate carbonas, it means you didn't know a single malacha was usher on Shabbos. So that's a very odd situation. So what do you mean you knew it was Shabbos then? You don't even know what Shabbos means. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How does this work? According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you're considered to be a shogeg even when you did it on purpose, but you didn't realize it was chayav karas. So it's obviously that b'shkakas akadon the yodel of Shabbos b'lav. You knew that it was Shabbos because there was an isser of doing either all these malachas or one of these malachas, but you would still be chayav 39 malachas, and you knew it was Shabbos. Hello, the Rebbe Shimon Lakish. The Omer Achi Yishgog b'lav u'bekaras. The yodel of Shabbos b'may. What makes it Shabbos? And says the Gemara, the yodel b'tchumin v'alib d'Rabbi Akiva. You knew that it was Shabbos, it's also go out of the tchum. And it's going to Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Yisr Tchumim is an Yisr D'Oraisa on Shabbos. So the Mela, you knew about Shabbos, but you defined Shabbos entirely differently. Tosis has an interesting question, which is, why not say that you knew that it was Shabbos because of the mitzvah saseh of Tishvos? But you didn't know that there was any law. B'chorah there, even Rabbi Yochanan would be Moda. Right? I mean, even Reish Lakish would be Moda. That, yeah, I knew it was awesome. I didn't even know I was doing a law. I mean, Reish Lakish's whole raya was from the law vest. Tosis leaves it Shiver.
Now, Mantana. You mean according to Rabbi Akiva, he still wouldn't be chayav a korban or anything?
On what?
There's nothing to do with Rabbi
Akiva. We're just using Rabbi Akiva to identify what Shabbos is. Tchumim is definitely not a chayav koras to bring a korban on, according to Rabbi Akiva. It's just awesome. Nobody holds a tchumim as an eschew. Mantana lahadatana rabbono. Who is the author of the following price? Shogag bezeh bezeh, zo shogeg omur b'tor. If you had a shogog in the Shabbos and Malachas, and you had a shagoga in all aspects of it, so then that means you didn't know it was Shabbos, you didn't know it was the Malachas. That's a shogeg for sure. That's a classical shogeg. Hezid b'zeh b'zeh, you knew it was Shabbos, you knew the Malachas were also zeh mezid on the Torah. But shogeg b'Shabbos v'hezid b'Malachas, or shogeg b'Malachas v'hezid b'Shabbos. Oh, she'amar, yodea nishe Malachas zu asura, Oh yeah, I know that this is usher to do. I did not know whether you're chayav a carbon on it. I thought maybe you're potter on a carbon. You're a chayav on shogeg as well. In other words, you're chayav on, or you're chayav to bring your carbon chatas. So now, who's that going according to? Kamon Baz. Obviously, it's going according to Mon Baz, because according to Rabbanu, we never would have made such a ridiculous statement to say that I knew that I couldn't do it, but I didn't know that you're chayav a carbon on it. So that's called a shogeg. That's called amazing, according to Rabbanu. So therefore, this price must have been Mon Baz Ashita. We have an iser of shvuas bitui, which somebody makes a shvua, and he says, I swear that I'm going to eat this cake today. I swear I'm not going to eat this cake today. Or I swear I ate that cake yesterday, or I swear I didn't eat that cake yesterday. Those are all under the heading of shvuas bitui. You swear about something that is either a lie when you swear it, or you're over by ignoring your shvua, and you go ahead and you do what you said you wouldn't do. Or don't do what you said you would do. Now the halakha over there is that if you're a shogeg, there's no chiyav karas on that. Nonetheless, the Torah was mechadesh that in that particular case you're chayav a korban, even though there's no karas. So normally you're only chayav, as we learned at the top of the daf, you're only chayav a korban on a karas. Comes along the Gemara and says that everybody would motive that when it comes to shvuas bitui, that if he swore, let's say, that I'm not going to eat, and he did eat, he would be chayav the korban. Only if he forgot the law. Not if he forgot the carbon. Meaning, by the way, what does forgetting the law mean? It's an interesting machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says forgetting the law can even mean you forgot you made the carbon. Which means you forgot that the law applies. Not that you forgot that there exists a law called Shvuas Bitui. Just seems to be similar to forgetting that today is Shabbos. Right? I know there's such a thing, I just don't know that it applies here. I know that there's an Isser Shvua, but I don't know that it applies here. Tosfos says, what do you know there's an Isser Shvua? If you don't know that such a Shvua exists, then that's not a shogeg in the law. There's no such thing as an Isser Shvua on you to eat this piece of bread, is what you think. So why would that be shogeg in the law? Shogeg in the law means that you have to know something about not eating the bread, but you forgot whatever, the Isser. So you think that even though I said, I swear I'm not going to eat bread, it doesn't matter. So what if you said you're not going to eat bread? That's what you thought. Okay, fine, machlok is what it means, but it certainly is saying that over here, that shigagas carbon would not make any difference. Now, when it says hakol modim, so who is it referring to, that hakol modim? Can it be monbaz? That in this case, monbaz is moda, that shigagas carbon wouldn't count? That's ridiculous. Why should monbaz, on the contrary, over here, the carbon is more unusual than anywhere else. So if Mon Baz is willing to say that Shigigas carbon is sufficient to cause you to be higher for carbon elsewhere, so why should he say over here not for sure it should be over here sufficient? So who must it be that says that in this case we're moda, that you have to be shogeg in the law? I mean, the only other Shita that's in the middle is Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanan. That even though before Rabbi Yochanan said that according to the Rabbanan, if you're shogeg not in the law but in the Koretz, you would be also a shogeg, over here he's moda, then you need to be shogeg in the law. Wasn't that rather obvious? There's no chorus to be shogeg in. What else is left? So for the Gemara, Pshita. Kikam, Rabbi Yochanan, Echad, Eika chorus. Alo, Echad, Eleka chorus, lo. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't have been talking about where there is no chorus, could he? If there is no chorus, then there's nothing else to be shogeg in but the fact that this is an Israel law. So why would anybody find it necessary to tell me something that any child would know? No, I'll tell you why. Because I might have thought that this case of Shvuas Bitui is different and more chomor legabe korbanos than other cases. Why? Because ho'el v'chiev korban chiddush. Since the very fact that there is a chiev on a korb, so he's chayev on something that's a chiddush. V'cholat harakul lo ashkechan lav d'maisei lo korb v'achamaisei. In all of the Torah, there's no such thing as a lav without korbanos that you bring a korban for. And over here we have a lav without korbanos that you bring a korban for. So therefore, I would have thought that Rabbi Yochanan is made. Oh, this is a special case where the Torah is machadish, a new din of carbon. So kishagag b'carbon non-imachayim, because this is not included on the general dinim of shkaga that we have by chatas that I learned out from Yad Ramah, who are over there at Skila. At Karis. So over here, there's no Karis in the first place. There's only a chiddush that you chayav a carbon without Karis, or maybe if you forgot that chiddush, so mamela you're not doing shvias bitui with all of its chorma. You don't recognize its chorma. Therefore, Abai is coming to teach us that no, Moda Rabbi Yochanan, that in this case, since there's no chorus, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees
that you have to be moda, you have to be shogeg in the lav itself. And that meaning that moda, the rabbonim, in this case, are still going to be arguing on monbaz, and they would say that the korban is not sufficient to be called a shogeg. What makes you a shogeg on a shvuas bitui? So now, Bishleim had to tell me a shvuas bitui lahaba, where a guy says, okay, I swear I'm going to eat this piece of bread, and he doesn't eat it. So then, we could have a simple case where the guy forgot that he had made the shvua, according to Rashi, and he ate it. But if he said that, I swear I didn't eat it, and he had eaten it, what would be the case of the shogeg? If the case is that he forgot, he didn't realize that he had eaten it, the Gemara in Shavuah says that that's not considered to be a Shavuah Sheker at all. Because when a guy is making a Shavuah, he's making a Shavuah on what he remembers. So he has to be, we're learning that from Adam, the Shavuah itself. He needs to be a man, meaning he needs to be aware at the time that he's making the Shavuah. So if he's not aware of the fact that he did eat, and he says, I swear I didn't eat, that's not considered to be a Shogeg on a Shavuah. It's a chai of anything. So what then would be the case? Shimomar. Case would be Shimomar Yodea Ani Shishwazu Asur, where he did know that he ate, he's swearing that he didn't eat. And what is the shogeg? The shogeg is he says, well, I know that I'm not supposed to be doing this. Aval Ein Yodeim Chayav Ein Aleihu Korban Olo, that there he's chayav. So you see, Lachara, that if you don't do a shogeg on the lav, you only do a shogeg on the korban, then you were chayav. And you just got finished saying Abaya that the Rabbanan would hold that no, it's never enough to be a shogeg on a korban, even in a case of shvuas bitui. You would need to be a shogeg on the lav itself. Says the Gemara, yeah. Hamani monbazi. Why not? This could be going according to monbaz. Monbaz says, on any case, if you're shogeg on the korban, it's considered to be a shogeg. But in Okinami, according to Rabbanan, who don't accept shigegas korban as being the equivalent of a shogeg, they say that's amazing. So here too, that would be considered to be amazing. Vom Rabbi. So what would Rabbanan hold, incidentally? Says Rashi, the Rabbanan would have to hold that there's no such thing as a chiyav on shvuas bitui l'shavar. They would hold that the chiyav carbon is only on shvuas bitui l'haba.
Why do you need to come onto this?
Come onto what?
To
people are getting confused. I don't want to get into a detail of something that seems to be people are confused enough. I can tell from the looks.
Ram Rabbi, Hakom odim b'tshuma she'in chayovin alei achomech ad sheyishgog b'lav shema. Furthermore, says Abaya, everybody agrees that when it comes to the chiyav of truma, which is, if somebody eats truma, someone who's not a kohen eats truma, and he does it by accident, he has to pay back not only the truma, but he has to pay back an additional fine of a chomesh, of one-fifth. So now, what would be the shogeg on eating truma? Says Abaya, everybody agrees that the shogeg over there is in the lav itself. In other words, he says, I had no idea that it was usur for me to eat truma. Now, Hakol Modim Man Rav Yochanan. When you say everybody agrees, you mean that even Rav Yochanan, who normally says that it's enough to have only a partial shagaga, over here it's voted that you need to have a shagaga in the law per se. Well, obviously. Pshita, Yom Rav Yochanan, Echad Yikah Koras. Echad Elekta Koras, Lo. What could Rav Yochanan say here, for God's sake? All Rav Yochanan said was that if you have a law that you're also high of Koras on, and you forgot the Koras, so that's the equivalent of forgetting the law, and you're a shogeg. But by Truma, there is no Koras. So what would Rav Yochanan say in that case? Well, if you eat the truma, but you didn't know it was chayav karas, you're shogeg. Yeah, chayav karas. So therefore, what kind of chiddush is this? The chiddush is pashut. You are chayav misa b'dei shamayim for eating truma as a zar. So ma'a detema misa bimkom karas omedes. Then if a guy says, oh gosh, I didn't know it was a chayav misa. I knew that I'm not allowed to do it. But if I had known that I'm chayav misa b'dei shamayim, I never would have done it. So I might think that the same way that Rabbi Yochanan learns, that forget or not knowing that there's an isur karas is also a shogeg, not knowing that there's an isur misas b'dei shamayim is considered to be shogeg too. The mashmalan that what Rabbi Yochanan was saying was only valid for gabik kares, as we saw in the pasuk, and nefesh hashatase b'yad ramah he kares ti kares. But when it comes to the isur of misa b'dei shamayim, we don't say that that's considered to be a shogeg. Rava Amar, Rez Rava says, not so. Misa b'makom kares omedes, v'chomish b'makom korban kai. That this case, in terms of the machlokas munbaz and the rabbanan, it actually is completely parallel. In that we have over here two chiyuvim, misa b'dei shamayim and the chiyuv of paying chomesh. And on every normal lav of where you're chayav a korban, we have two things, which is the fact that you're chayav the korban and the fact that you're chayav the koras. If Rabbi Yochanan holds that according to rabbanan, if you know that you're chayav the lav
in the carbon. But you don't know that you're chayav the karis, that's considered to be a shogeg. See, here too, if you know that you're chayav the komish, and you know the yisr, and you don't know that you're chayav on nisi b'dei shamayim, that's the equivalent. Amar Avuna. Hayom ha'alech b'nidbar. The guy was walking through the desert. V'eini yodei ha'im asai Shabbos. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. He's gotten confused, he's thirsty, he's hallucinating, he's completely off his rocker. And he doesn't know now when he came out here, how many days he's been here, and he's wandering around. What should he do in terms of Shabbos? Mona shisha yamim, u'meshamer yom echad. Says Rav Huna, you should start counting from that day, 6 days, and keep the seventh day. Chia barav, omer, meshamer yom echad. He keeps that day as Shabbos. U'mona shisha. And then he counts 6 days. What are they arguing over here? I mean, it couldn't have anything to do with the suffix, because really there's absolutely no difference. I mean, it's just basically a toss of a die as to whether he's going to hit the right day for Shabbos. So what in the world are they arguing about? One says it goes according to the way the world was created. How was it created? It was created in keeping 6 days, and then the seventh day was Shabbos. The other man Yomar holds that Shabbos is not reliving the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. It's reliving the way that Adam HaRishon viewed what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing. So as far as Adam HaRishon is concerned, he found himself in a world that was already 6 days old. And the first day that he finds himself there, he keeps the Shabbos. So Mela, you too act as Adam HaRishon. Okay, you've got an old world behind you. Now it's your first day coming up, the sun is setting. Keep it as Shabbos, just as if you were Adam HaRishon yourself.
Wasn't Adam HaRishon's second day of Shabbos?
I said, you see the sun setting, keep it as Shabbos, just as Adam HaRishon did. Did I say that?
I
just said those words. Meser. Hayama alech baderech. Ve'eno yodea emasai Shabbos. The Braisa says, if you're going along the road and don't know what the Shabbos is, v'shamer yom echad l'shisha. You keep one day for 6 days. So now, doesn't that mean, my love, moneh shisha v'shamer yom echad? That having kept 6 days, you now keep one day. No. Not necessarily. Maybe it means Mishamer Yom Echad and Moneh Shisha. I mean, all it's giving you is a ratio of 1 to 6. It's not saying how to do it. So maybe it also means keep one day and then count 6 days. No. Yochi Mishamer Yom Echad L'Shisha. Mishamer Yom Echad and Moneh Shisha Miboyle. It wouldn't just give me a ratio. A ratio means, okay, now you've got 6, do the 1. But if it's coming to tell me that you have to do the 1 immediately, it would say, be Mishamer Yom Echad and then do the 6. So obviously I don't have to do the 1 right away. The Odin, besides, I have another price that says it even more clearly. Tanya. If a guy is walking, he doesn't know what Shabbos is. He's beferish. He counts 6 days and keeps one day. Just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So that completely shuts up Chiyav Barav, and therefore we see the halachas like Rav Huna, who says that we should do it the way Hashem did it. You're Mona Shisha and then Meshamer. Omer Rav, how do you act during this entire period? Because remember that really what you're doing doesn't have any validity in terms of defining what day is Shabbos. So every day you have a suffix if it's Shabbos. So what are you going to do? You have a suffix that arrives every single day. How do you act in terms of malachas? Well, what you do is every day that you're counting the 6 days on, you do the absolute minimum to survive. Bar me'avu yuma. Except for that day, which is Shabbos, you don't do the minimum to survive. What? So you mean on Shabbos you die? So you got a chance to do this once? Well, no. You see, David meet mo shtei parnasos. Because after all, Lechem Mishnah is on Friday. So on Friday you did double. So now you have enough. How can you do that? Dilim meet mo Shabbos avoy. So then you're doing worse. Because maybe you're coming to be Machalo Shabbos Badafka. Because you don't need to do, at least like this, you're always doing what is absolutely essential. So no matter what day you're doing it on, it's mutter for someone who's in a sakon, he's going to starve, he's going to die, he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. If you're going to prepare now for your Ersat Shabbos by sitting down on your Ersat Yom Shishi and creating your Lecha Mishnah, you're being Mechal Shabbos maybe. So just because of some emotional thing to keep a Shabbos, you should be Mechal Shabbos. No. Ella, okay, you're right. Let's scratch that. Start again. Every day you do what you absolutely need, including that day. So then what makes the day Shabbos? You said keep six and do one. So what if so? If they're all the same, they're all the same. If they're different, so then how could they be different? I'm going to come to be Mechal Shabbos because of my emotional need to have a Shabbos? So if I who you my minker life, what makes today Shabbos? The Kiddush of Avdolta. It's the only day you say Kiddush and Avdolta on. So I'm a Mela. Feels like Shabbos, doesn't it? Omar Rabba. Im hayam akir miktzat hayom shiatzavo. Well, look. At least if the guy knows something, right? He knows, he doesn't remember what day it was.
But he remembers that, oh, today is 3 days after I left, let's say, right? Now, oh God, did I leave on a Sunday? Was it a Thursday? Well, when did I leave? I think there was Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, but it could have been Monday. And so on, right? So what is he supposed to do? Well, one thing he knows for sure. If he can identify the day he left, he definitely didn't leave on Shabbos. So once he knows that day, at least that day, he could use to do whatever he wants. Because that day is definitely not Shabbos. So then, Oseh Melacha, Kol Hayom Kulo, because that day he knows isn't Shabbos. Pshita. Here is that you might have thought he could even say like this. Now, I couldn't have gone out on Shabbos. I certainly wouldn't have left on a Friday, would I? So it must have been that the most it could have been was a Thursday. So Mamela, I should be able to keep 2 days that I can do whatever I want on and only worry about the five other days. Kamash Malan. So I know b'Shabbos nothing. So Lishrei Lemevin Malacha Treyu. I mean, let's allow him to do whatever he wants for 2 days. Kamash Malan Zimnin the Mishkach Shayarta. Then he might have been there on Erev Shabbos, teamed up with this great caravan, who then of course left him while he was going to the bathroom somewhere in the Midbar, and now he doesn't have any idea of what it was, except he doesn't remember that he had gotten onto this caravan. But if you find yourself wandering in the Midbar, you could wonder whether you might have found the caravan going too. So okay, so he really doesn't know anything.
So how would he know if he left on a Friday or on a Shabbos? It's the same thing, it's the same problem, no?
How could he leave on a Shabbos?
I mean, that's exactly. He says he couldn't have left on a Shabbos.
Right, but he doesn't know he couldn't have left on a Friday. I mean, maybe he's really a Machal Shabbos, but he had amnesia.
No.
Okay, so what do you
think? No.
There ain't nothing to say.
Right?
Yodea Yikr Shabbos. Minani Mili. Okay, where do we get from the Pusik the indication that there's a difference between forgetting Shabbos or forgetting the Melachos, or forgetting the Yikr Shabbos? Omrim Nachman, Omrim Rabba Babu. Trey Kreitzivi. We find two different Pusikim. One Pusik says, Vishamu Vene Israel as HaShabbos. That means, the Shabbos. The other pasuk says, Es Shabbos Hai Tishmaru. Keep my Shabbatot. Well, I mean, which one is it? Do we look at it at Shabbos, the issue of Shabbos, or do we look at the day of Shabbos? Okay, so. Bisham, Ruben Yitzhar, Les HaShabbos. That's one concept. Shmira Achas, Shabbatot Harbet. So that means that what we're looking at is the din of Shabbos per se, not this day of Shabbos. Ves Shabbos Hai Tishmaru. Shmira Achas L'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. This tells me that there's also a din of a separate Shmira on every single Shabbos. So therefore, where the Torah is telling me that it's makbid on the concept of Shabbos, that's talking about where I forgot the concept of Shabbos. So there I'm only chayav on this pasuk that says one Shabbos. Where the pasuk is telling me my Shabbatot, it means, oh, you're a guy who knows the concept of Shabbos. So you forgot this Shabbos, and the next Shabbos, and the third Shabbos, and you got to worry about every Shabbos separately. So mainly you have to bring a contest. And this is Tosis's Raya yesterday against Rashi, or 2 days ago, was it, against Rashi, that since we need a pasuk to tell me this, the reason for being Machai of you every Shabbos separately cannot be, as Rashi says, because the days in between are considered to be a Yediyah, since everybody found out one day of the week, in the course of a week, in which case he now understood that he was Machai of Shabbos before, and if he forgot again, it's a new forgetting. If that's the case, what do you need a pasuk for? And that's the same thing. We don't need a pasuk to tell me if you eat the same shtickel chalev, and you ate a piece, and then found out it was chalev, and 2 days later come back and eat another piece, found out it was chalev, and then you're chayav in every one of those times, because each time is a different shkoga. So what do I need a pasuk? Same thing over here. Yeah, you were Mechal Shabbos, and found out it was Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos again, found. I don't need a pasuk for that. Of course it's great, and if it's all one Shabbos, it would also be chayav each time. If you're Mechal one Shabbos in that way 10 times, you're chayav 10. So therefore, it says, you see, it has nothing to do with Yediyah. It has to do with the fact that the Torah is Machadish, that there is a separate chiyuv of Shabbos on each Shabbos. As Shabbos, I think you're going to use these psukim, and I agree with you that these psukim are clearly contradictory, and therefore one is implying that there's an acre, and one is implying that there's a specific. But I think it's in the other direction. I would say, that means keep Shabbos. The specific Shabbos in front of you. Mashenkin, if it says Shabbos, that includes all Shabbatot under one general Shmira. That Shmira Achat Shabbatot Harbei. So we're arguing over here in just what's the Mashmos. The Pasuk, obviously they both agree that there's two separate concepts. A general understanding of the concept of Shabbos, which I can be Shogeg on, and then I'd only be Chayav once, no matter how many times it was Mechal Shabbos, over how many Shabbosos I do it. And the other is the nature of this Shabbos. So Rav Nachman says, this Shabbos, what does that sound like to you from the Pasuk? Ha Shabbos. That's this Shabbos. The Tanakhama says, no. Ha Shabbos means the concept of Shabbos. Shabbos is many Shabbos.